the house of the Lord tonight. Good to be back in Fredonia. We're going to try to start preaching out of Psalm chapter 23. Very familiar scripture here. And the Lord is my shepherd, yeah. I shall not want. Yeah. He make me to lie down in green pasture. Yeah. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The rod and the staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely the goodness and the mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That word there is comfort. That word there is the true word of God. Uh-huh. That word there will stay with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, just like Jerry said, we're living in funny times.
Yeah.
We're living, as our pastor says, sometime in the Saturday night of times. Because we're living in a wicked generation.
Yeah.
We're living in a wicked time. But this scripture says here we'll hold true.
Yeah.
This scripture said if we'll hold the Lord.
Yeah.
This scripture said if we'll hold the Christ.
Yeah.
This scripture said if we'll hold to the blood of Christ. He went to Calvary Church and put my sins and your sins, and they was nailed to the cross. That it was self, that precious blood. That was shedded on Calvary, glory to God. And apply it to our life. We have a home awaiting on the other side. We have to endure in this life for a little time. And they thing will come of the world's side. But if we will hold to the Word of God today, if we will focus on Jesus Christ, if we will put Him, our Lord, and our King today. Some want the Lord, but they won't want a King. Some wants a Lord, but they don't want a Savior.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm telling you what, some wants to be healed. Some want salvation, but they don't want to go to church, glory to God.
Yeah.
Woo. We must come together for the children of God. The church down the road and the church here is the same church, glory to God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what. If you're the child of the King tonight, children of God, we've got a home awaiting, glory to God, on the other side. And I'm so thankful, glory to God, that He's still answering prayer. I'm so thankful that His Word is true tonight, glory to God. I've had several prayers answered, and I've got some that's not been answered, but I have the faith, glory to God, and the Savior that I'm serving. Now, if they're nothing too big or too little, than I or you, children of God, can't take to Him. And He'll take it to the Father, glory to God. He said if we believe in Him, that He would take it to the Father.
Amen.
And the Father would deliver it.
Yep.
And I believe that, children of God.
Yes, amen.
We've got to hold on to faith now. We've got to believe.
Yep.
I believe we are living in the last day. I believe it can't be too much longer till Jesus is going to come back and receive the church.
Yep.
But glory to God. Listen, we've heard that all our life. I know we have. But my friend, I believe it tonight.
Yeah.
I believe the scripture tonight. I believe the scripture, what I've read tonight, Brother Jerry. I believe it with all my heart.
Yeah.
We've got a lady that we went to church with on Sunday night. And she's faithful. She was faithful to Christ. She was faithful right up till she gave her last breath about 2 weeks ago. And every time she come in the house of God, she prayed that her children would come to church.
Yeah.
She prayed every time she was in the house of God that her children would come to church.
Yeah.
And you know the Bible said God works in mysterious ways. Well, last Sunday her children come to church.
Yeah.
She didn't get to see it, glory to God, in this life. But I believe she knows it tonight,
yeah,
sir.
Amen.
I believe she knows that her children was in the house of God. I'm going to tell you what your prayers that you pray today and tonight may not be answered by your own earth.
Yeah.
But I believe sometimes it may take going to the other side. I believe by having faith and believe today, children of God, we'll see her. Who will see her prayer answered one day after a while. But we want it right now. We want it in the season and time we live in. But sometimes, my friend, we have to be still, glory to God, and let God move. Sometimes we want it too quick, Sister Colette, but glory to God, sometimes we have to be still and let God work in His time.
Right.
And children of God, He will. He'll work in His time.
Yeah.
And there that night also, there was a little confusion. But I'm going to tell you, God ain't the creator of confusion. God is a creator of life.
Uh-huh.
Honey, if there any confusion going on in the house of God or in your life, it's the devil, my friend.
Yeah.
And we have power through the Holy Ghost of God that God sent in the world that Jesus Christ got back right hand of the Father. We got power. Through the Holy Ghost of God, pray anything that the devil might bring.
Amen.
And honey, the Bible says, and it's true, he's a ruin like a lamb, trying to dishonor whoever he made, but honey, he can't if we don't let him. He can't, my friend, if we don't let him.
Right.
We got power through Jesus tonight.
Yeah.
We got power through the blood.
Amen.
The Bible said, reject him and he must flee.
Yeah.
When I believe that in my heart and mind. Oh, I believe it, Jesus. When in the wilderness, the Bible said, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights and he would offer in hunger when the tempter came.
Uh-huh.
He didn't give in. My friend, we don't have to give in today. We have to stay strong for the glory of God. We have to stay strong for him, children, today. I'm telling you what, we're living the funniest time today. Everything that used to be right is wrong. And everything used to be wrong is right. I'm telling you what. We need to get in that old path of righteousness. We need to get back to that potter's wheel. That Jeremiah went down there in Jeremiah 18. He went down there and he washed the potter. Honey, we need to get down to business today and work the potter on the wheel. We need to get back to that old path of righteousness. We need to get back. And the will of God. We need to get back. Walk right through children. Walk right through children to bring them in the house of God. And raise them through the blood of Jesus Christ. There's some, my friend, the world can't give them what they want. I'm so afraid if we don't learn them. My friend, the Word and the Spirit of God, the world will show them something.
Amen.
But it's time that we stood up for what's right. It's time we stood for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because the world's not going to stand for him tonight.
That's right. Yeah.
They're going to stand for whatever they want to.
Yeah.
It ain't what we want to, it's what we need.
Amen.
And we need Christ in our heart and life. Glory to God. I remember being a little boy, staying up Sister Lucille's house. Glory to God, I can remember us praying daily. I remember, my friend, that family had that walk. Glory to God, and I deserved that walk because my family didn't pray. We didn't go to church, but I deserved that. I'm telling you what a witness the Linder family was to me. What a witness they've been to my life, glory to God. And I'll never forget that little limb when I was my age, when I helped her that table. That down that table down, glory to God. I'm going to tell you what, we need to get that back in the old path. We need to raise our children right, glory to God.
Yeah.
Putting them in time out. I can't remember being in time out. But I remember every whooping I ever done, glory to God, Brother Jerry. And that's what's wrong today, children of God. The sheriff and the police.
Yeah.
It's babysitters anymore, Glory to God. Woo, we need to get back on that old path of righteousness, Glory to God.
Amen.
Woo, we need to get back to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is our staff.
Yep.
He is our rock.
Yep.
He is our protector.
Yep.
Amen.
God. We need to get back to Him. We need to get back.
Amen.
We need to get back to Him.
Amen.
We need that path of righteousness. We need Jesus tonight.
That's right.
Because the world can't give us what we
need.
We got more today than we've ever had.
Yeah.
We have. We got good air conditioner homes.
Yeah.
We didn't used to have any.
Right.
But my friend, we need the love of God.
Yes,
in the house.
Amen.
We need the love of God in the house of God.
Yeah.
More today. I remember I went to church one time, they didn't even have a bathroom.
Yeah.
But now you wouldn't go there now. Because it would be inconvenient.
That's right.
But my friend, we need to get back
yep.
to serve God. We need look at the old path of righteousness.
Yep. Yep.
We need Jesus Christ. Tonight.
That's right.
We need Him more today than we ever have.
Yep.
John chapter 14.
Bless Him more.
He said in John chapter 14. Not let your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Yeah.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
Amen.
Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know that way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way,
Amen.
The truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me, glory to God. That verse says, you know, when he went and left his life, when he went to Calvary, when he come out of that tomb, glory to God, the Bible said he went in the uttermost part of earth. He went to hell and got the key for victory, glory to God.
Amen.
Billy Joel, for me and you, glory to God. Hallelujah. And he took them, and he took the redeemed. One was trapped there. He took them to heaven, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I believe he took the thief on the cross. Because he accepted him right there.
Yeah.
He said, you are the Son of God.
Yeah.
You are the one, glory to God. I'm going to tell you what. We need to have that belief and that love down in our heart. And like today, I'm going to tell you, it may come a time with that love of God may be all we have to get us through. Because we don't know what's around the corner.
Yeah.
We don't know what kind of shape the world's going to get in. As Brother Jerry said, but we know one thing. We've got the love of God down in our heart.
That's right.
And we've got the Word right here in our hands to tell us the right and the wrong.
Amen.
You hear that song I'm using my Bible for a roadmap.
Yeah.
If we ever lived in a day and time, children, we need to be using our Bible for a roadmap. Glory to God, it's the time we live in.
Amen.
It's the time we live in. That we may must be using our Bible for a roadmap. It will not stray. It's the best-selling book in the world.
Right.
Because the author's God and the publishers is still deluded. They don't know why. But we know why, because the author is God, glory to God. That's the reason. There ain't nothing God do is wrong. Everything He done is right. It's right, children of God, today. There they was in the Garden of Eden. Adam, Eve, God, the Spirit of God, and the devil through the serpent. There they was. Everything that God done was right.
Right.
He commanded, made man's own image was right.
Yeah.
But man couldn't keep one commandment. Mm-hmm. We're weak. This old flesh is weak.
Yeah.
Oh, it's weak, my friend. But the Spirit is strong.
God.
We got to have a strong walk with God
to
get through this. Jesus said Himself, we must overcome.
Amen.
What are we overcoming? The sin that's in the world.
Yeah.
The sin He said over in Revelation, he said, I've got somewhat again thee, because you left your first love.
Right. Yeah.
And our first love is Christ.
Right. Yep.
And we can't leave him, glory
yeah.
to God. We got to hang on to the mercy of God. Till we get out of this life.
Yeah.
Because her name is written in the Lamb's Book of the Bible. I believe that with all my heart.
Yeah.
Their way out is Jesus Christ.
Right.
The world can't give you what you want. The government can't give you what you want.
Right.
But Christ can set you free.
Right.
Yes,
there ain't no problem too big or too little that he can't take care of.
Yeah.
You can go through the 10-step program, you can go through any program you want, but honey, if Christ ain't in it, it will not work.
Amen.
If we don't put him first, most in our life, it will not work if we don't trust and believe in Jesus tonight.
Right.
If we don't trust in the faith of our Savior. He had faith when he went to Calvary. Now, I believe his mind was on one thing, taking my sin and your sin to Calvary, making it where we could have salvation.
Amen.
There was no way hope for us, but Jesus seen something that nobody else seen.
Right.
He seen somebody worth saving, and that was me and you on Calvary's cross.
Right.
And that's something, my friend, to be so thankful to that we had a Savior that gave up everything.
Amen.
Gave up his kingdom.
Right.
And come down here in this world and was ridiculed.
Right.
And really made fun of because people didn't accept him. All the people didn't believe his own people, the Jewish people, glory to God, did not want to accept that he was the Son of God.
Amen.
And he went to Calvary anyway.
Amen.
For mankind that we could be saved through him.
Right.
And that's something, children of God, to be so thankful for today. I'm going to read just a little out of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royalty priesthood, and a holy nation and peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Mm.
Jesus Christ has called us out of darkness.
Amen.
I was in darkness, Brother Jerry, 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was in darkness, till 16 years ago was the 20th of February. Glory to God, he brought me out of that darkness and brought me in that light.
Through
self in him as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
I went all I could. I done all I could with a scraping the bottom of the bus. And he said, child, I'm here for you.
Amen.
Went 4 months running from the Spirit of God. He said, child, I'm here for you. I don't know your situation tonight. I don't know where you stand with the Lord. It ain't for me, no. But I tell you, he's here tonight. He's here tonight, whatever the situation might be in your life. You might be like me. You might be a running from the Lord. You might need help. I don't know whatever the situation might be, but God knows that situation in your heart and life. God knows what that need might be today. God knows what you need today. He said right here, he brought us out of the darkness. He brought us into the light. Oh, you can turn the lights off and it's dark. But my friend, when he puts that light of the Holy Ghost down in your heart and life, it makes you a new creature. An old man's dead and that new man's alive with Christ. It changes your life. If it don't, honey, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
There's something wrong. If we have a brother up there on Sunday night says, if I don't feel something, I'd get back down at the altar. If I didn't feel God in my presence, if I didn't feel the Holy Ghost of God tonight, I'd be down on that altar. Because, my friend, when you get saved, it's glorious, unspeakable. It's glorious, unspeakable, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
What God can do in your heart.
Right. Amen.
It's unspeakable what he can do.
Amen.
It's glorious what God can do in her heart and life. Where he's brought us. He's brought us a long way. He's brought me a long way, Brother Jerry, in closing the night. I'm going to read just a little out of Revelation chapter 21, starting with verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away. And there was no more sea.
Right.
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
Amen.
And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
Right.
And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I'll make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is thirst of the fountain of the light freely.
Right.
He that overcome shall inherit the things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
Right.
Jesus Christ showed John everything that I have read you right here. He showed him that there'll be a new heaven and a new earth when it's all said and done. When it's all said and done, he said there'd be a new heaven and earth. And he said, I'll make all things new. He said, if they're tearing your eyes, I'll wipe it all away.
Yeah, amen.
I'm going to take you, church. People can promise you, people can help you, but sometimes people can do so much. I believe the doctor can do so much, and that's all they do.
Yeah.
But I'm a servant of God. I'm serving a Savior for now.
Amen.
That can do all. I'm serving a Savior can live you out of bed when the doctor can't, glory to God. I'm serving a Savior that can do it all.
Yeah.
I'm serving a Savior tonight that's got no bearings, that he can do it all, children. He done it all on Calvary. And some thinks when he done it on Calvary, his job was over. But I'm going to tell you, he's still a Savior. He's still a seeking. He's still a healing out there today. Well, you don't see it a lot. You know why? Unbelief. He, the disciples came to him one time and said, Lord, we can't cast devils out and heal like you can. What's the matter with us? He said, it's unbelief.
Amen.
Unbelief
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Unbelief. He told Peter, he said, when you get converted, strengthen your brother. Otherwise, when you get your heart right, when you get your heart right, where you're living right, honey, you can do all things through me. That's what it takes. Having that true walk with Jesus Christ. Having that true walk with him. I'm just about done tonight. Brother Rick, would you come and sing that song you sung the other night? That touched my heart, and me and Mom was talking about that today. I got a birth I can't remember, but I got a birth that I can't forget.
Yeah, yeah.
You're here today, and you never accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. You come and have that new birth today.
Amen. Yeah,
I
amen.
Can't give it to you, but you and Christ can work it out right here.
Amen.
At the feet of the cross tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
As we sing, you have an answer. You come, just let down the teeth, Christ.
Amen.
I know that he can take care of whatever the hurt might be.
When I came into this world, I just can't recall. I don't remember anything at my birth at all. One night on my knees, I never will forget. I've had a birth I can't remember.
Amen.
And what
Amen.
Yeah.
yours.